Do you know that your spirit is made for the word of God? The more of the word that you speak, causes things will happen spiritually for you. That's why I'm recommending you to God's word. There is power in the word of God. It's a requirement for you to meditate. The evidence of your Christianity is the amount of word in you. What proves that you are a Christian? You are a person full of faith. The devil is not afraid of your shoes. The devil is not afraid of your lip gloss. He's not afraid of your hairstyle. He's afraid of what is inside of you.
You're listening to the Faith Alive broadcast with Pastor Daniel Hammond, Deputy General Overseer of the Tabernacle Worship Center. And now, to today's message.
Did you know the Lord is your secret place? Did you know the Lord is your abiding place where you have your surest safety, as Scripture speaks of in Psalm chapter 91? Join Reverend Daniel as he digs deeper into the scriptures in his new series, The Secret Place. Stay tuned as he continues last week's message.
Look at the words of Jesus, John chapter 14, verse 17. Never look, when you look at something, you say that, what a temple. What a temple. Yeah. Because you are the temple of the Lord. Say, I carry the Holy Ghost in me. Read it.
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him.
But ye know him. Why?
For he dwelleth with you.
He dwelleth with you.
And shall be in
you. And shall be in you. So, because it's in you, you can worship in spirit. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Don't you know? See, don't you know? He was reminding them. I'm here to remind you that your secret place is dwelling in you. You are not disadvantaged.
Amen. That's right.
If your secret place, where you have strength, that's why I was like, I have to go to them. You have to go to the mountain to pray for what? Whilst the temple is with you. That's why you can speak in tongues, make melodies in your spirit, because the temple is with you. You carry the presence of God wherever you are. You don't need to go to a mountain. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. The secret place is you. That's where he's dwelling. If people want a solution, they should come to you. You are the solution. Because you carry the presence of God. You can never be disadvantaged in this world again. The same spirit that protected the Israelites, that took them from Egypt. Listen. Please, the miracles, the power manifestations, that same spirit, that person, is now living in your mortal body. But if the spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwelleth in you, he shall give life to your mortal bodies. What does it mean? It means that there's no sickness that can override you. That's what it means. You are never disadvantaged.
Amen.
I say you are never disadvantaged.
Amen.
He said, cheer up. Say, ye have overcome the world. For greater is he who lives. It means that the person is dwelling, is abiding. It's not like he's going to come. He's going to come. He lives. He's there. The spirit is there right now. But you see, you can quench him. You can relegate him. That's what you'll be doing. That's why you are suffering. Today, let him lead.
Amen. say what? Let him lead. When you allow the Holy Ghost to lead, I can tell you, you know what refuge means. Amen. You know what fortress means. Amen. You understand how God can deal with your enemies. Amen. Because you have allowed him to lead you now. Amen. Every day, Holy Spirit, lead. Now, what is happening now is that because you have said these things, you are the temple. He lives in you. Yeah. Now, you are going to experience some unusual experiences of the Holy Ghost in this meeting. Some of you, you have gone the wrong way. Now, you are telling him now to take over. Yeah. Now, you are going to now experience unusual favor now. Yeah. I'm telling you. Holy Ghost, listen to me. You have never been alone. Amen. You see, the moment you became a Christian, you have never, the problem is that you have never been conscious of the fact that you are not alone in this temple. You have always had him with you. You have always had him around. But you have never recognized him and you have never allowed him to take over. That is the reason why you are suffering. Why would Jesus say he's a gift from God? What you are carrying, the devil, he knows it, but do you know it? Can you open your Bible to Ephesians chapter 3? From verse 1.
Ephesians 3 from 1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to you, what? How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words.
The mystery. These are things revealed to Paul. You know, and this is what you have to follow. We are speaking reality. But can you believe our words? That you have the Spirit living in you. Can you believe that when you're walking on the road, God is walking? Jesus. Can you be awakened to this reality? Some people tell me that I saw you in my dream. I saw that you came to me. I was sleeping. But who was the one who came? So you assume that you are, but you see, you are not alone. That's why they must be careful which one they are dealing with. I hope you can receive what I'm saying. Do you see what you said? When you drink any deadly, it won't harm you. Because you are not a normal person. You are not that man. You are the God kind. That's it. You are the God kind. That's it. The God kind should not be. It's illegal. You cannot be under oppression. Your finances cannot be oppressed. It is illegal. It's illegal. How can the temple of God be without prosperity? You are the temple. We should smell God around you. But you see, the problem, the temple is not, you see, you are not allowing him to lead. That's why you are suffering. When he commands, you don't do it. You don't obey when he could. Read it, continue.
Whereby, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ.
The mystery of Christ. Continue reading, quickly.
Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men.
It was never made known.
As it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit.
Today, I'm revealing it to you.
Amen.
Continue.
That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs.
Fellow heirs!
And of the same body.
Wait! Now you understand why we are his body.
Yes.
that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Because of Jesus, you, as I'm speaking to you, you carry God in you. Yeah. Christianity, if you want to see a Christian, we are talking about God walking on the earth. This one is not, I'm not talking, we are preaching the word. It's the word. If you like, go and read it over and over. This is what you are reading. Continue reading. Let me tell you something. No spirit has legal rights on earth if they don't have a body. No spirit. No. The moment you lose your body, you lose the right to be here. I'm telling you. So for the Holy Ghost to have the right on earth, he will need a human body. The way devils operate with human beings, that's the same way angels operate with human beings. So if the Holy Ghost has to function on earth, he will need you and me to function. When you neglect what you have and you forget who you are, you have neglected your future. Because you don't have a secret place. Even though he is there, you don't go to him. You don't fellowship with him. You don't spend time with him. Singing and making melodies to the Lord. We are talking about the spirit. He is with you in the temple. You should have time with him in the temple. Why do we fellowship in spirit? Why do we speak in tongues? It's a koinonia, it's a communion, it's a fellowship. We have intercourse with him. He pours himself in us. Jesus. Somebody said that when two people live together, at a certain point, they begin to look like each other. To the extent that there will be a time that whatever the woman will say, that's exactly what the man will say. Even when they are not even together. I'm coming. The more you recognize who you are living with, and the more you have intercourse with him. Let me tell you, intercourse. When a man has sex with his wife, do you know what happens? He deposits his DNA in her. So the DNA is what causes the woman to become to look like the man. That's what made them look like. They're looking like each other. Because the DNA is there. It is there. It will never, it will be there. It will sit into her. At a certain point, she'll just look like a guy. They look like each other. So when the spirit is intercoursing with you in the spirit, very soon, when you appear, there's no difference. You think like the spirit will think. You behave like, you see, it will be a natural impulse. You act like how God himself will act and behave. Is it that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel? Calm down, verse 7 quickly. He said, He will go before you and he will lead you to the place where he has promised. Continue reading.
Whereof I was made a minister, according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power.
By the effectual working of his power. Continue.
Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ?
You know, it's talking about you and me. We are the Christos. So we are one with the Lord. You are two married couples, but they say you are one. So why can't you be one with the Spirit? Don't think too much. Even two people, God can see that they are one. Why can't you? He that is joined to the Lord, he that is married to the Lord, is one spirit. Some of you, you worry too much. You don't allow him to work for you. You have actually led yourself all these years. That's why you have been struggling. Unto me, who am less than the least of, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles? We are the Gentiles. We don't belong to that. They had the temple. We didn't have the temple. We don't have anybody. But Jesus died because God wants us. God wants us. So if you are looking for God, come and look for us. Continue reading. Read quickly.
And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world have been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. The intent that now unto the principalities.
God is saying to the principalities, listen.
And powers in heavenly places.
Powers in the heavenly places.
Might be known by the church.
Might be known by the church. Listen, it's not from, it's not God in heaven anymore. He said, might be known by the church. Now is the church who's going to express power. If you want power, come to the church. That's what he's saying. You are the church. He said, to the intent that now unto the principalities and the powers in the heavenly places might be known by the church. God wants them to know his manifold wisdom by us. So if they want to look for God, they have to look at us. Some of you, I don't know whether you are getting it. I don't know. You see, you are like the bird who have come down, and you have allowed the cat to catch you. You are that one. I said, begin to fly out. Begin to move out of their reach. He said, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Give me a message. Let them understand what I'm saying. You see, when you become like a Christian, who you don't know what you are doing, you don't know what you have. It's like you are just going and coming. You are just, you see, you know, enjoy God. Hey, you know, you see, your life will be boring. I'm telling you, hey, your life will be boring. I'm telling you. Do you understand the message?
Yes.
Christ is not boring. No. Hey, I'm telling you, people don't know God. It's exciting.
Amen.
Yeah, because you experience joy. When God leads you, it's sweet. Let me tell you. You lead and say, I'm afraid you're not going to be able to. It's so sweet. But now you are going to be a double choice. It to be too much. Why?
Yes.
Oh! Read it.
Through Christians like yourselves gathered in churches.
Like yourself. Continue.
This extraordinary plan of God is becoming known and talked about even among the angels.
Do you know something? You know something? When we minister, angels take notes. No, some of you are not spiritual. You know what they take note? The Holy Ghost one ministry. In heaven, they can't look at God. But when they come in, God is speaking, so they can take notes. Do you see that? Let's continue. Please change it to King James. Say, tell them, I'm going to speak in tongues. I'm going to say that I'm going to speak in tongues. Huh? You know what? The speaking in tongues is evidence of him leading. Because when he's speaking, he says, it's the spirit that what? It's the one who gives us utterance. It means that when you are speaking, it's the one who puts the words in your what? So who is the one speaking? Yeah. Yeah. So he's the one who is saying, so some of you pray with your mind too much. That's why you are suffering. That's why you are suffering. That's why you are suffering. Speaking in tongues. In tongues, I'm telling, that's why you're suffering. You don't say, you want me. That's why you're suffering. That's why you're suffering. Please read it.
According to the eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus.
Continue.
Our Lord, in whom we have boldness,
hey,
and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory.
Listen. Now listen to his prayer.
For this cause,
I bow my knees
unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
What is he praying about? Reason. Continue.
Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
We are family. Yes. There are people in heaven and people on earth. But we all have the same name. We are all Christos. Yes. Oh, Holy Ghost, help them to see. I belong to the God family. Amen. I am of the God kind. Amen. I am of the God associates. Amen. If you are looking for God, look for my address. That's why you cannot be disadvantaged. Read it.
That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory.
He will grant, listen.
To be strengthened with might.
By his spirit. Why the spirit?
In the inner man.
So his prayer, that the spirit who is living in you, yes, will strengthen you in the inner man. Yes. He was talking about your spirit. Yes. That's the inner man. Yes. That's his prayer. Continue reading. I'm not finished. Listen,
that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith.
Christ may dwell in your spirit. That's your heart. Amen. By faith. Amen. Faith is reality. Yes. Jesus, listen to me. What I'm going to say, that's relax and listen. Your solution is not coming from heaven. Your solution is in you. Amen. Let it soak. Don't think too much. I'm preaching. Look, I've started from somewhere. When David is looking for a place of solution, he goes to the temple, isn't it? When the Israelites want to be protected, the cloud comes, and now the cloud, the person is now living in you. Where are you going to get the solution?
Right in me.
Be there and don't believe what I'm telling you. Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye be rooted and grounded in love. That's why we pray. Let me tell you why you pray by love. When you pray by love, your heart is set for the Holy Ghost to work. When you have things in you, unforgiveness and things, you don't allow the Holy Ghost to take over. You allow other things rather to be messing around with you. Yeah, I'm telling you. Those who have a sweet spirit, when you see them, you know. You know, they have God influencing them more. Some of you have carried people on your shoulders. That's why you are struggling. I'm telling the truth. The Holy Ghost can't work in such an environment. Do you hear the message?
Yes.
Continue reading.
May be able to comprehend with all saints.
Now you can understand with all saints. You can comprehend. This is the truth of saints. You must comprehend it. What is the what?
What is the breadth?
The breadth.
And length.
The length.
And depth.
And depth.
And height.
And height. Continue.
And to know the love of
and
Christ.
To know the love of Christ.
Which passeth knowledge.
You can. These things that you can never know if you're out of the spirit. You can only know when you are in intercourse. When you're having intercourse with the spirit. Oh, Jesus Christ. The Bible said Adam knew his wife. Ha! The person in you, you have to know him. Ha! You have to have intercourse with him. Every time we come to church, we hold and say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the koinonia, the fellowship, the communion, the partaking of the Holy Ghost. What does it mean to be partaker of the Holy Ghost? It means that you're having intercourse with the Spirit. You are speaking in tongues. You are making melodies in your heart. That's why you are dry. Because you have not allowed the Holy Ghost to take over. That's why you are dry. And to know the love of Christ with perfect knowledge, that ye you see now the feeling. The Holy Ghost filled the temple. The Holy Ghost, he filled the tabernacle. Now you are the temple. That
that you might be filled. That you now be filled with the fullness of God. Please, I'm not finished. Continue reading. The solution will come is in you.
Please. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think.
Listen to me. If you want to see what you are saying, everything you are saying is coming also from your spirit. If you believe what your pastor tells you and it enters your spirit, the solution will not come from heaven. It's coming from your spirit.
Yes. That's right.
I said that out of your heart flows the issues of life. Listen very carefully. He said, this revelation. He said, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Who is the him he's talking to? He said, unto him who is able to do exceedingly above all that we ask or think. Now, this is what I want to ask you. If you are asking, then where should the power come from? The power is coming from who? It's not my Bible. I didn't write the Bible. He said, according to the power. Hey. So what you are asking God for to do is already in you. What you have to do is to release the power. It's to release the presence. It's to release the pillar of fire. It's in you. Say, it's in me. Now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Colossians chapter 1 verse 27. Now you understand, I say, the Lord lives inside of you.
Yes.
You have to believe it.
Yes.
You have to believe it. Such are those who are born of the Spirit. We don't have to have physical evidence to know. We know.
Yeah.
We know. We just know it. You have to know it.
Amen.
Say, I know.
I know.
Say, I know who I am.
I know who I am.
He said, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. What is the mystery? Christ in you.
The hope of glory in my God.
Lift up your hand towards heaven.
We believe you've been blessed by today's message. Join us same time next week for the continuation of this message. For more information, please contact us on +233 243 730 537. Worship with us at the Christian Council Auditorium, Osu. If you have never received salvation, if you have never received Jesus into your life, if you have never experienced this life of Christ we're talking about, then this is your moment. Say these words. O Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save me. I believe God raised him from the dead and he is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day and by my faith in him, I receive eternal life into my heart and into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am a child of God. I am born again.